I started belly dancing when I was like 16, so.
Yeah, the hips don't lie thing, belly dancing, yes. So for those of you who don't know what it's called, yes, hips don't lie thing is belly dancing. Okay. Yeah.
And now I have a snake.
Being good kasi and being nice is a product of society, right?
Okay, wait lang. Recap muna tayo, all right? So what did we talk about today? We talked about Inca's hips not lying. We talked about how nowadays there is nice guy is a bad thing. It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And this is it's really odd, right? We talked about simp culture and how complicated society is and how because of technological advancements, simp culture is a possibility. So this is a very, wow. We have officially started the season again, guys. This is
we're back.
This is on brand for On Call. But you know, I think that's it. It's for me, listening to our conversation, that's still what strikes me the most is when did it become a bad thing for a guy to be called a nice guy? Like, that's so shaking to me. That's so like
I was going to say.
Did guys drop the ball so much that like us actual nice guys get a super bad rap for it?
I have an answer, but I want to hear Inca.
I think it's never been about dropping the ball. It's just that now girls are speaking out about it because we've experienced this forever. Older than me have experienced this for a long time. I think it's been like, you know, hey, I'm nice to you. Why don't you see it in movies all the time, even in like older movies, you know? So it's not like now lang nangyayari yon. I don't want to crap on the later generations because it's been around a while.
Okay.
I think now lang, it's just that guys should know the difference between being a nice guy, quote unquote, and being a good guy. Like, for example, when you do someone a favor, when you do someone a favor, right? You're not going to be like, oi, I did you a favor, huh? Right?
Yeah.
You help someone to help them. And you don't help them to look for thanks after, you know? Let's say I asked Justin to bring me home at the party because my mom pala can't pick me up from there or whatever because I don't know how to drive.
It's because she likes me.
Yeah.
And then
it's because she likes me. She wants more alone time with me.
Yeah, right. And then when Justin brings me home, he's going to be like, oi, I brought you home, ah. So dapat you owe me, ha. Yung ganon, instead of just like dropping me off at home because you're my friend.
That's
exactly what nice guys and transactional niceness is.
I have a question.
Sige, go.
All right. So, ito ah, quote unquote nice guy. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this first. So you're saying that this has been around for a while, but it just has a new name. So my question is, what would you have called it? What would you have called it a decade ago or 2 decades ago?
No one would have called it anything because no one would want to really talk about it.
Or like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Why can't we call it a different term instead of the same term as the normal
Yeah, because
nice
then that
guys.
Person's not really nice. He's manipulative.
Because, no, you know why?
Quotation marks, yeah.
No, because that's what they call themselves. Yeah, that's what they call themselves. I'm a nice guy. I picked you up. I brought her food. I'm a nice guy. Nice guys always finish last. That's why. Y'all kind of named yourselves. You named yourselves. So I feel like, and then people are going to ask, how are we supposed to like court someone or show them that I like them? Diba? I'm being nice. First of all, did the girl even agree to being courted? Does the girl even like you back? Diba? So parang, the connotation is, makinig ka muna, Danny. Don't listen to reply. Listen to me.
If you guys are not seeing the video, Danny has his hands going like, oh, don't fly.
Listen to me, Dan. Like, actually listen. Kasi you're already thinking about what you're going to say, diba? Listen to me. And that's what a lot of women have been complaining about. Listen to me if you don't want to, parang if you want to know talaga. So I'm a woman. You're asking for my opinion. Here it is. All right. So when guys do that, parang, hey, I brought you home. Why won't the sex come out? Did I even agree to like this thing going on? Did I know that that's what you wanted? I thought you were just trying to be my friend. I thought you were just being nice to me. Because if I knew how to drive, I would have brought you home also. But I wouldn't have expected you to like, you know, come on. do this, diba? So why is it that nice guys, quote unquote, expect to be slept with or adored or automatically I'm going to fall in love with you just because you did something nice for me? You know, nawawala yung consent on the woman's side. Like, what about how we feel? Do we even like you that way?
Kaya quote unquote. For me, kasi
kaya
it's
quote
like,
unquote.
That's why we know now that you're not actually a nice guy. You are someone who is posing as a nice guy.
Yeah. So for you guys, the terminology for us women is he's a good guy. Gets? He's a good guy. Because you're good. Ganon. So you're not nice guys to us. You're not nice guys to us. There's a difference. Yeah. There's
all right,
a difference.
Danny, you have. We're giving you.
Oh, okay, I'm gonna listen to you, Danny. 2 minutes.
I have a question though. Right. Before you go into that, Danny. While Inka was talking, were you like, okay, yes, I'm gonna try to listen to you. Or
are you taking it in, like, or are you just preparing your answer?
Neither. I've heard this argument several times, and I feel like it's just a miscom. Then
it's not an argument. It's the truth.
Okay,
Danny,
can I say my side now?
Yeah, which argument?
Go.
So there was a study done with 100 males and 100 females that they are in friendships. They're in friendships, quote unquote, right? The 100 females were asked, would you date your male best friend? And almost all of them said, no, he's my friend. I would never date him. He's my friend. Then all of the 100 males were asked the same question. Would you date your female friend? Almost all of them said, yeah, in a heartbeat. If she'd give me the chance, I would totally date her now. So I feel like the problem here is just how we're wired, male and female. Diba? Because I feel like men wouldn't spend time with women they aren't at least a little bit attracted to in the back of their mind. Even if they know there's no chance whatsoever, they will only spend energies on the females that they see an attraction to. And I've told this to my girlfriend. Like, I firmly believe, like, all of the women in my life, I have a certain degree of attraction to. Diba? And I wouldn't...
Really?
Yes, Inka. Yes, Inka. Anyway, my point here is, because of that premise... It's very easy to fall into the trap of courting someone, diba? Because lalo na if the girl will reciprocate kahit konti lang, then they're gonna keep going. They're gonna keep wanting to appease that or to pursue that, even if they're not reading it right na pala. You know, kasi it's just the woman being nice, but it's the guy being nice because he's kind of attracted to that woman. In hindsight, diba?
Gets ko naman.
So there becomes, you know,
there's a disconnect, as you're saying. Yeah. Here's my thing, though. I think one thing for guys to learn is that this is what Inko was saying earlier, and this is what I've been picking up, right? This is not something new, right? This has come into light. And so for us guys naman, because it has come into light, it's something that we should reflect on and look at, right? On the other side naman, I think for girls naman, it's also to understand that, hey, it's hard then to box certain people because, as Justin said, nga, the question kanina is, why are things so complicated? Because people are not simple. Right, we're all so diverse. We're all brought up with different religions, backgrounds, upbringings, environments.
Yeah,
that we are. Yeah, go going. Sorry.
Yeah, can I jump in, Lang? Also, yeah, go. I totally get where you're coming from, Dan. Because like I've had crushes on guys, and I've done nice things for them because I like them. Like I used to have this crush in high school, and I would bake brownies all the time, and then I would give him brownies in a Tupperware. You know, he didn't ask me to do that, but because I liked him so much, I did that.
Yeah.
Or when I'd see him walking home, I'll stop the car. I'll ask my driver to stop the car and I'll be like, I can bring you home, you know, because I want to spend more time with him and like do something nice for him. But I never did that expecting him to like me back. You know what I mean? I never did those things and then felt entitled na parang, hey, why don't you like me? Because he got a girlfriend after that and I was heartbroken, but I was just like, you know, I did something nice for him because I liked him. The difference between that is, so the girls wouldn't date their guy best friends. The guy best friends would. So they do something nice for them. We're not saying that it's bad for you to like us. We're saying don't be entitled to our bodies just because you were nice.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I would like to second that as well, okay? I mean, like with Inka's first example, okay, I'm nice to you, give me sex now, please, right? Mm. That's definitely, obviously, the, you know, the wrong mindset, right? Like,
correct.
So maybe let's not, I mean, of course, I guess it does happen, right? But I think not every guy thinks sex right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's just
maybe,
like an opportunity.
Maybe time back. Not necessarily sex. Can you just be nice to me back? Maybe
something, you know? Like that. So again, I mean, when I heard Inka say that, I was like, okay, wait, that's like, you know, that's like a F boy territory. Alam mo yon. I'm just a nice guy. You know what I mean? But yes, Inka. Sorry, what? You're mouthing something.
You'd be surprised. I've had a guy like me, and he was like this. Really, this dork, absolute dork, not like an F boy. And when he was nice to me and all that stuff, I thought he was like, we were good friends. And then he asked me out.
I think I've heard this story before.
And then I said no, and he didn't talk to me for like a week because he was mad. And he was making parinig. Yeah, because like, you know, I was like, what the hell?
No, kaya for me, I think on two ends nga, it's kind of like I agree with Danny to the point that there is a miscommunication in certain things, right?
Cause for sure.
It's kind of like hard din naman for actual nice guys to be lumped together with people who are like that, diba? Like I mean, like
Jacko's, you know, right. It's
but at the
it's
same
a reflection.
Time, you know, we have to learn. Yeah, we have to learn, right? We have to learn. Like, even the idea of this whole consent thing, like, obviously, we should know that because a lot of the people naman know it by heart, right? But it only came to light really recently, to be honest.
True.
Like, this whole, because yun, people are sharing experiences for the first time, diba? Like, because of social media, then a lot of people can air their grievances. And people like them connect to that and go, like, ako rin, that's also my experience. And that's why, I mean, you know, ako rin, that's why the whole Me Too movement became a thing, right? But there's also that, you know, this is what I don't like about super extremes, right? Super extremes is try to pull the argument on one total side without even looking to go towards the
at
center.
At the nuance,
they don't care about that. They just want to move the argument because that moves the needle, which I understand, right?
Yeah.
But yun nga, there has to be that communication. Ako kasi I'm a type of like, I like what we do
mediator
here, right? It's because we talk about it because in any negotiation, both sides should win. Mm-mm. It's not Mm-mm. one side loses. For the guys, this is my thing. Like, I feel like we have to learn it. Like, this is now coming to light. We have to reflect. Are we doing it? Are we not doing it? Doesn't mean we're bad people. It just means, look, there are people like this and we have to reclaim that. I think for nice guys everywhere, we have to reclaim that niceness.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of women are saying. Na parang we always reach out to guys who are the good guys, saying, parang, can you please, like, you know, talk to your brethren? Diba? Parang, hey, bro, that's not cool. That's not cool. Because
correct.
They won't listen to us, but they'll listen to you.
Date them na lang. They're always in the friend zone. Eh.
That's a whole different territory, but I do agree on
that. We're back to square one. Thanks, Danny.
No, but you know, I think that's the thing, and that's where I agree naman with Danny a little bit. Na yun nga, sometimes we've been living in this earth for several civilizations, right? So these things are kind of hardwired in a way, right? We are animals at the end of the day, right? We're biologically kind of thing, but we do have something else, right? We're able to think, we're able to reflect, we're able to take that into consideration.
I bring you food, I guess, you give me child.
I mean, but I think, yun, things have to change. But people also have to talk. Communication, right? Communication, I think, is key. Is the takeaway. We're not cavemen anymore, but we're not going to hit you over the head and bring you home.
You want more food? Huh? Give me more child.
Bakit naging Asian name? Ikaw just. I mean, you know, what is your, to close everything off, like, what is your, and Siguro, I'll give the floor to you to kind of close it off. What have you taken away from this whole kind of convo that we have today?
We need the childs.
The childs.
Give me the children.
Give me the children.
The food. Where's the children?
Just kidding.
I think that I really like your point, Jaco, about the extremes, right? It's very easy to state an extreme and then just stay on that and stay on the emotion of that. And then like, and then you would have this generalization. You know what I mean? And I feel like with this quote unquote nice guys, maybe the instances in which the extremes are highlighted are just so many that this has become the norm. Now, nice guy, halos automatic na yan. Okay, this guy's, you know, a deceiver. You know, he's not genuine. He wants something out of this, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if it's something really extreme, like okay, I need sex right away, then obviously, please lose that dude right away. Like,
yeah,
that's just,
yeah.
Just totally bad news. Flag. You know what I mean? But I feel like in Danny's case, it's more of like, I'm doing this for you. Would you now give me a chance to as a suitor? Mm-hmm. Will you now look at me as if like, you know, I can be more than a friend to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So that's sort of what I'm seeing here. And to the quote unquote nice guys out there,
am I that old now that in my time? And I'm talking about my time.
You keep saying
literally.
My time, eh.
No, you know what?
Here's the thing.
No. And I, you know what? At this point, I'm like, you know, but you know, back in the day. Oh my God. Okay. I know. I'll try to phrase it better. But during. No, okay, never mind. But during my time.
Yeah, not too long ago.
We actually asked people if we can court them. That was a thing.
That's true.
To ask for permission.
That's true.
And can
that's
I court you?
Yeah. And I mean, like for, I agree naman diba? With Dan and what Justin said also. Yung parang I gave you this, would you give me the chance to court
prove
you?
Myself or whatever.
Yeah. A lot of that, like I said earlier, that's what I said. We didn't know. Mm. You know, parang you're doing all these nice things pala because you want a chance. Akala namin friend lang tayo. Mm-hmm. So you say
kasi
it.
Kasi ano ba yung SOP, di ba?
Kasi friend nowadays, zone came
like,
about.
Hey, can I court you? That's a major turn off. Like, oh,
no. It is a turn off.
Friend zone
yeah.
Ganito,
came about
for example.
In the 2000s. Eh.
Like ito, for example. Yeah. Me and my boyfriend now, Matt, right? Mm. He asked me out twice. I said no both times because... His way of asking me out was, hey, you want to hang out with me? I'm going to my friend's house. And like what you said, Dan, parang guys won't reach out to a girl to spend time with her if they're not the least bit attracted,
100%.
Right? 100%. So with that premise, attracted to me. And then, so he asked me twice, parang maybe a month between. Asking, hey, I'm going to my friend's house. Do you want to come with me? And we'll chill there. And I said no because it was such a gray area for me. Like, what are we going to do? Like, is this like a hangout friend thing? I don't like this hangout. No, I didn't say that, obviously. I just said, it's okay. I'm busy. And then the third time he asked, do you want to have drinks with me? Saturday night, parang it's a date. Yeah. Now it's
he said
clear.
That? It's a date.
Yeah, so it's a date. Ganon. And I said yeah. I said, yeah, sure. And he goes, sure. And then he says, okay, it's a date. Parang ganon. That's what I said. Okay, it's a date. I'll see you there. So that becomes more clear na parang my intentions doon. Mm. You know what I mean? So, si Patsy, oh, yeah. So, and I didn't even see him as a potential at that time. Mm. I just was open, like what Danny said. Be open to it, parang give me a chance, right? Mm-hmm. He may not have been asking for that chance. I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to have like one friendly date. But because he asked that way, it opened my mind to that possibility, even though I wasn't really looking. Communication goes a long way.
I think that the lesson here is the age-old saying that don't assume because when you assume, you make an ass.
out of you and me.
And more on this, on our next episode about dating.
Dating!
Oh, yay! Well. We're going to talk about lots of asses in our next episode.
Yeah!
Yeah!
The tips of how to, you know, get a date and stuff like that. Just the tips. It would be nice to also know Inka's side on the various approaches of men and what will work, what won't work, diba, nowadays.
Yeah, you know? I will do my best to represent.
Okay. Final words. One sentence, final word. Let's go, Inka.
When you are interested in somebody, it really helps to be clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danny.
Yeah.
You know what? I agree with Inka. Be intentional. Be intentional when it comes to what you want. And that way, you don't waste your time and the other person's time.
Easier said than done. Okay. Jacko.
Funny enough, I agree with Danny. And that's something we learn over time. You know, because when you're young, you have a more different view of the world. You don't know much yet. You know, your heart is overtaking your brain a lot. And I think the older we get, the more that we look back and realize things. That things are wrong, things are right, things are unfair, and things are fair, right? And I think the most important thing to take away from that is we got to be better. And I know we say this a lot, and it's overused. And it's overused in the wrong way sometimes. But you got to chickety-check yourself before you rickety wreck yourself.
Hey!
There you go. We got it. For me, it's be a man. Do the right thing. Be a man. Do the right thing.
You must be swift as a coursing river.
And be a man.
Yes.
And do the right thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Have faith that it'll work out for you. Okay.
Hey, you. Be a man.
Okay. Now, yes, that's enough. Before we get canceled, let's leave it at
that. That's a reference.
That's also the reference I was doing. Okay. But for everybody who's listening right now, if you have anything you want us to react to, whether it's a line, you know what I mean? Just like, boys are better than girls. Things like, yeah! Girls are like that. Give us a line to react to. You know, anything at all. Like, nice guys suck. Or reclaim nice guys. Or let's avenge the broken.
Yeah. Boys are cheap and liars. They're such a big disgrace. Mm. They will tell you anything to get to second. Baseball. He thinks he's going to score. If you go, if you want to go all the way, then you are.
Yeah, I do.
An R.
Just an R, indeed. So you can send those over to us. Okay, that's oncallwithjjdi@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on social media. It's at On Call with JJDI. Justin Kirina for me.
And Jao Dillion for me.
Danny Moini for me.
And at Inka Magnaya for me.
On Call.
With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
Baseball.